Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Tom Kilser, Certified Crop Advisor. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The skin is the interface between the surface of the soil and the atmosphere. And we talk about soil health and soil structure, but a lot of people ignore that thin layer where the two pieces meet. And by ignoring it, it gets pounded with rain. It seals over, so then air can't move in, water can't move in. It just really messes up a lot of the soil health and what's going on underground, because the plants that are growing, like cotton, are not aquatic plants. So we need to have a surface that allows that air-water movement across that interface. The biggest piece would be looking into cover crops, because that's part of the cycle. When you take your cotton off, the time that is left there until you're planting again, you could be growing another crop that improves the soil. And then if you kill that crop and only work a narrow strip through it to plant your seed, that surface is then protected by that vegetation. Air and water can move in and out. We actually have developed a crop, winter triticale, that is harvested. The farmers get to sell it to livestock and dairy farmers, but the stubble remains, the roots remain, and then that's that air-water interface where the stubble is. It lets the water move in, lets the air move in, and the only place you work the soil is that narrow strip where the cotton seed goes in the ground. Farmers of all different kinds of crops are realizing that we really need to take better care of the soil, but we also need to have a good seed bed, and this merges or marries both of those pieces together.